All right, everybody. Welcome, everyone, to a brand new game show. We're debuting for the second time tonight, a second time debut. This is College Football Game Night Longhorn Edition. It's an online game show putting your favorite Texas Longhorn personalities in a battle of UT football knowledge and wits. I am your host for today, Jerry Hamilton. Our players tonight need no introduction if you follow on Texas football or watch University of Texas. Rod Babers, the best number 21 in Texas history. There he is. He made an appearance on our first Longhorn game night. I don't know the winner. I can't remember. I'm sure Rod can tell everybody. And then in the middle there is the Baker Mayfield's lookalike, C.J. Vogel, brought in a former Sooner quarterback here tonight. C.J. Vogel, obviously part of On Texas Football, OnTexasFootballYouTube.com. And then, of course, no introduction needed, but I'll do it anyways. The guy that's made about, 2,000 tackles since Pee Wee football up through the NFL, future NFL Hall of Famer, Derek Johnson. If he's not, I need a vote. Guys, thanks for joining in tonight. Any predictions?
I don't even want to talk noise right now because I don't even know what I'm getting into.
Hey, I'm in the same boat. Homeward last time. Jerry's the reigning champion, so that's why Jerry, I guess, is the host. And I was humbled last time. I don't know. What did I finish, third or something last time in this thing? So trust me, I'm not talking trash either, brother. I just want to compete.
When you win on a technicality, you don't get a chance to, hold the belt again, okay? So let's be real. I won on a technicality. CJ, you're the least athletic and slowest 40 runner in this group. What are you thinking tonight, man?
Yeah, I'm not sure how I was the one to be the centerfold here between two Longhorn legends on my side here, but, I'll take it. And you know what? The Twitter fingers is what's really going to help me out in this one. I'm hoping I got that on my side tonight.
All right, guys. It's about that time. Here's the little bit about the show format. There will be three rounds of the game segments. Each is a different game. The players will accumulate points throughout each of the games. Finish with the most points after all rounds, and you are our College Football Game Night champion. All right, guys, let's get started with round one.
Who am I?
In this segment, we will be given four hints describing a current or former UT player or coach. Players will buzz in when they want to guess. Questions are worth 100 points. And if they miss, they lose 100 points. Let's see hint one. Who am I? An 8-1 favorite. Let's see hint two. In the Hall of Fame without playing the game. All right. CJ Vogel's giving it the first run. What do we got, CJ?
That's Xavier Worthy.
Yep, good stuff.
Is the answer Xavier Worthy?
Come on, give it to me.
Yep.
There you go. Good 100 stuff. Points. Hey, that was good. Hey, CJ, that was good in the Hall of Fame without playing a game. That was being on top of it, guys.
8-1. Right. That's the jersey change.
Is that what you got it on, or was it in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I didn't get that one. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that was a play on words. Got you. Okay, I'm on now. I'm in.
All right, CJ, 100 points. All right, let's go to question number two. Who am I? Okay, sorry. We're going to show the rest of the hints. So just finish that up. There we go. An 8-1 favorite in the Hall of Fame without playing a game. Hands down, the most talked about player at the combine. I think the buzzer would have been going crazy at that point. And the final. There you go. Now an ex-Longhorn. All right, CJ Vogel, 100 points. Question 2 of 9 in Who Am I? Ever had OU's number?
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Wow. Derek Johnson coming quick, man. He's coming downhill fast. We watched the Warriors.
Man.
Listen, whoever made this, maybe I'm thinking, we'll see. Hold on. The answer is Derek Johnson.
Is the hot answer Derek Johnson?
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
DJ's off the hook.
DJ's right. Just like, hey, it's me. He's throwing himself under the bus.
It's me. It's Derek, me.
Hey, Derek. He lost 100 points on the answer, but I'm cracking up. So, all right. Number two, hint number two. A five-star star ringer. Body, nobody. All right. Hint number three. A limo entrant.
Oh, yeah. Rob. I should have got the.
I mean,
I should have got the.
What's your answer?
It's Chris Sims.
Is the answer Chris Sims? Of course.
Yeah.
I knew there the limo.
Yeah. Honestly, the thing about it, I was gonna say Sims after the first hit. Actually, DJ rang in. I was gonna say Sims. I thought you was gonna say Sims because you played with.
Tell me about
Sims. I was like, oh no.
Tell me about the never had OU's number. I don't get that.
He never beat OU as a starting quarterback.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So sorry. Oh. I had inserted myself in there. So hey, you know what? I will get that one wrong all day. I'll let him take that. All
right. Hey, DJ, don't get me started on my record versus Oklahoma, man. I don't want to talk about that neither. The only game I did win versus Oklahoma was when Mike Leach dropped that dummy script, and we almost lost the damn thing. It was down double digits because we failed for the dummy script for Mike Leach that time. But that's the only win I got. So I ain't got nothing to say either. I ain't got nothing to say on that.
He's paid. Look. Bob Stoops probably isn't watching this, but if he was, he'd be cracking up right now, right?
Yeah. Taking a lot of joy in it, too.
Me. Bob had a run, man. All right, so we have Rod 100 points. Oh, final. Okay, final hint.
Yeah, give me that last.
There for the MI. Big shoes.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a good one.
Yeah, by then I would have got it. That fourth one would have been the one for me.
Oh, yeah. I would have.
That could go two ways. Yes, Phil Sims. He also pulled the rug and the shoes out from under Phil Fulmer, so at Tennessee. So, that was a big recruiting win for Mac Brown in year one at Texas. All right, nice. Let's go on to question 3 of 9. In who am I? Rod with 100, CJ with 100, DJ negative 100. All right, question 3 of 9. Who am I? Hint number one. Had a cat named after him. Hint number two. When the team had needs, ran. Hint number three. A reserve leader. DJ Vogel, who is this?
It's Roschon Johnson.
Is it Roschon Johnson?
Oh, that's good.
That is a correct answer. CJ.
Got a cat in the bathroom. All right. Wait a minute. Well, row cat action.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't have got that, though, actually.
Yeah.
I was still struggling on that one.
Yeah. That was tough.
That was a tough one.
What about hint four? What's the final hint there? We're bullish on this.
Oh, he's a bear. Yeah. Those weren't easy hints, though. Okay, I would have got it, I think, later, but that's not bad. Okay. I got it.
That was a tough one.
You know, I don't know about you, Derek, but CJ and Rod and I have talked about this on shows. You ever seen a team leader that was a backup running back? I mean, like, I've never seen that before. That's how great of a leader Roschon was, right? Have you ever seen that in sport before?
I think it's awesome that he played with a generational player in Bijan and still made a name for himself and still stuck out. I think that's hard to do, man. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agreed. One of the great leaders I've been around. We had him in the Under Armour game. Amazing kid, amazing man now. Just a great leader. All right, that's CJ Vogel 200, Rod 100. DJ about to get on the board here. Time for question 4 of 9 in Who Am I? Hint number one. Restar the big star for the recruiting junkies out there. Hint number two. Plays both sides of the ball. Hint number three. Put the D in DeSoto. Hint number up. DJ, what you got?
Oh, man. I may be overthinking this. Dang it, I'm mad. I even buzzed it. Okay, let's see. Marcus.
What was it?
Marcus Tubbs.
Ooh. I don't know this one either.
One. We got one hit left.
I'm making
What's the final hit? Murphy's Law.
Oh, yeah.
Rod B, what you got?
Is it Byron Murphy?
Byron Murphy, nice. It is Byron Murphy.
Byron Murphy went to DeSoto.
Nice ranked 3-star, right? Obviously caught the touchdown pass for Texas this year. And did he put the D at defense in DeSoto? There was Shamar Turner, who had a great defensive line at DeSoto there. Byron Murphy, guys, gonna go top 20 in the draft. Yeah. In 9 days.
Easy. Yep. Yeah. He'll be somewhere between 15 and 20. I just don't know where. That's when all the quarterbacks and offensive tackles and wide receivers, the top ones will be off the board, and then they'll start drafting defensive guys right around there.
Hey, I gotta give DJ credit on Marcus Tubbs, though. I mean, when you bring up that name, I don't think a lot of people would know he played at DeSoto. So I would have given Derek 300.
I knew he played tight end, too. So when you say both sides of the ball, tight end. So I'm like, I'm still stuck.
He did play tight end. Yeah. No, when I went on this recruiting visit with him, actually, we went to Colorado together. Yeah, he was a slimmer Tubbs, I'll tell you that.
He was a 235-pound Tubbs. Yeah, exactly. Slimmer Tubbs. All right, so after 4 questions, Rod 200, CJ 200, DJ's going to get on the board here. Question 5 and 9, who am I? Hint number one, revered Ricky. Hint number two, a dope float. Hint number three, his game ended too soon. Hit number 4. All right, Rod Babers, what you got?
It's said B. It's said Benson.
Is the answer Cedric Benson?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the game ended too soon. That hit me too. Yeah, said B. R.I.P.
Most physical runner y'all seen? I mean, Ricky Williams, Cedric Benson, Texas uniform. I mean, we're all Earls before us all, right? I mean,
Earl is, CB. Yeah. But I've never seen, or I would say, Sid B ran with a lean. And you know this, DJ. He ran with a lean. It was wild. He's just, they raised it. I've never seen anything like it, to run like that.
And a lot of people kind of forget how durable Sid was. Sid carried the ball a bunch.
Yeah.
And never got hurt. Think about that. Right. Never got hurt. Like, he was very durable. Yeah, workhorse. Big time workhorse. Yep.
Yeah.
I was on the field of DKR when they beat Westlake in the state title, and the punishment he delivered.
Yeah, carries in high school that was ridiculous. His carries in high school were crazy. They ran the ball 30, 40 times.
Yep.
One of the all-time greats at Texas. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, hint number four on who am I? Enough said.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, Rod B up to 300 points. He's been in this position before. No pressure, Rod. TJ with 200 points. Derek's going to get on the board here shortly. Question 6 and 9, who am I? Hint number one. Pick offense over defense. Hint number two. A 0 to 0. CJ Vogel?
Ooh. Right, I saw you coming right late. I got to get this one, huh? I know you know it. It's Jatavion Sanders.
Yeah.
Is it Jatavion Sanders?
Yeah.
Come on. Jatavion Sanders it is.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Hey, the recruiting recall has advantage on some of these questions, right, CJ?
Yes, yeah, keep them new age, all right?
Yeah.
This is one of the advantages I had the last game is I could sit there on a question like that. Oh, shoot, I was at Dent Ryan and watched JT Sanders play wide receiver and defensive end. And you talked to him and you knew he didn't want to play defensive end at the next level.
Wow. No chance.
All right, CJ and Rod tied up with 300. The third hint for who am I? Stop the presses too early at the college.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. That's pretty good.
Number four was a very good in tight endings.
I like that. All right. It's not bad.
Rod, CJ tied with 300. Time to move on. Oh, by the way, NFL draft about 9 days away. JT Sanders picked as he's projected to go third round, right? So ESPN had a mock draft that they televised last night. One of 6 Longhorns projected to go in the first 3 rounds. We'll see what happens here in 9 days at the 2024 NFL draft. All right, question 7 and 9, and who am I? Hint number one. The fleeing duck brought us some luck. Hint number two. Humble giant. Hit number three. A worker at the pancake factory.
Yeah.
Hit number four. Money in the bank.
Yeah. It's Kelvin Banks. Kelvin Banks.
Is it Kelvin Banks?
Yeah.
It is Kelvin Banks.
Had me split. I thought King Williams at first.
Yeah, that was.
You had to wait because I knew it was somebody, but I'm like, man, is it? As soon as that, it was a little bit quicker.
The pancake for the Money in the Bank's got it. Everybody too. I think we all buzzed in right around the same time for that one.
Yeah. To CJ's point, it could have been Cam Williams or Kelvin Banks after the first two questions. So
right.
except Kelvin Banks went to Summer Creek High in Humble, Texas. That was the giveaway on hint number two there.
Man.
Right over my head.
Me too. Right over my head. Didn't get it.
Yeah, all right. Rob B, 400 points is the leader. CJ with 300. Let's time for question 8 and 9. And who am I? Hint number one. Championship worthy. Hit number two. Movie worthy. Hit number three. Scoreboard worthy. Hit number four. Courage and determination worthy.
Ooh, oh,
I
I'm gonna hold on to my points on this one.
This is the toughest one yet, guys.
I don't think I know this. I think I have a guess, but I don't want to guess wrong at any point.
Don't get it wrong.
Not touching.
I have no idea.
Not touching.
I don't.
We have about 10 seconds left. Anybody got an answer here? CJ's going to the cup. He's no answer. All right, this one's
I got a guess, man. I'm scared. Hey, I'm scared of that.
Who am I? Question 8 and 9.
Freddie Steinmark.
Is that your guess?
Dang it. Movie worthy.
That was the. Yeah,
That's on me and you though, DJ. Mac Brown had a Freddie Steinmark like session, a tribute every year, and then we touched the picture on our way out to the field.
Yeah.
We should have got that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on me. I should have got that. That's on me. I feel bad.
DJ, you should not have got that. By the way, CJ should not have got that.
Yeah, that's not on CJ.
Yeah. I sat on my hands. I'm happy with that one.
Yeah, that's bad.
He was out.
Sorry, Longhorn fans.
That's a tough one. All right, Rod 400, CJ 300. Question 9 of 9 in our first category. Who am I? Hint number one. I've looked good in blue and white at times. Hint number two. I've blocked the goat. Hint number three. I'm a legend of the living room. Hint number four. A Mack truck in recruiting. Derek Johnson, what you got?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Oh. Hold on.
I think you got it.
Mack Brown. I'm just reading everything. Yeah. Go, okay, Mack Brown.
Yeah.
Is the answer that's Mack it. Brown?
Yep. Damn it. I don't know why. That's good stuff. Because I blocked the goat. I blocked the goat. It's better. I blocked the goat. What does that mean?
Yeah. I was going to say his name. I'm like, block the goat. That messes me up.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Blue and white would have really got me, but blue and white is cool.
Hey, DJ,
I didn't get that at first. Now that makes sense. Yeah.
We've heard Rod's story about Mack Brown and recruiting. What's your story about Mack Brown and recruiting? Is there something memorable from a home visit or just conversation you had with him that really you said, okay, that put Texas over the top? Mack's the best recruiter I've ever been around in my life. I'll say that in this business.
Well, my mom's a tough, tough cookie. She's a school teacher, and she's very stern, and nobody can get her to – do anything. And I tell you what, after she talked to Mack Brown, she was trying to get me to commit early. I'm like, Mama, hold on. hey, let me take the business. Let me do the, you know, and Mack was on it. Whatever he did, whatever he told her, it worked. Even now, when I see Mack Brown, first thing he says is, hey, how's Mama doing? So, yeah, he's awesome.
And that is Mack Brown, the best recruiter. I've been doing this 23 years, never seen anybody like him. Mack Brown, his memory recall is the most unbelievable thing.
Unbelievable.
I think it's just amazing. He can see you 10 years from when he met you, and he won't ask your name. He'll ask about your kids by name. Guy's a great memory recall.
It's freaky stuff.
All right, that is round one. We're through round one of college football game night. Rod 400. And our sponsor is for college football game night is Texas Electricity Ratings. Tonight's episode is sponsored by Texas Electricity Ratings. For those of y'all still living in Texas and in major cities with deregulated electricity like Dallas and Houston, you understand the deregulated electricity market can be confusing. Texas Electricity Ratings is a shopping website that lets you compare prices, read customer reviews, and find a good electricity that fits your need. It also filters out a lot of the gimmicky plans on websites like Power to Choose that trick customers into expensive bills. So if you're in the market for a new electricity plan, shop TexasElectricityRatings.com/OTF for all your electricity needs and hook them. All right, our college football game night as we get ready for our second round of questions. Rod 400, CJ 300. Derek is coming through. Here we go. DJ's about to get back to even. All right, guys, it's time to start round two.
We are Texas.
All right, this is We Are Texas. Players have to guess how you, the Texas Longhorn community, have answered the following survey questions. The most popular answer is worth 300 points, and the rest are worth 100 points. Here's the key. You only have two lives, and we keep playing until everyone runs out of lives or we clear the board. Ooh. We'll go in order of players with the least amount of points to the most amount of points, starting with Derek Johnson. Let's play We Are Texas.
Ooh.
Here it is. Who is your favorite unsung Texas player of all time? Again, voted on by the Texas Longhorn community on Texas.
Unsung.
Yeah, all right.
This is a tough one.
Hold on, am I saying it?
Yeah, you get the first go. You get the first answer.
Oh, I'm waiting for answers. Okay, who's your favorite Armstrong? I would have to say Priest Holmes.
Ooh.
Is Priest Holmes on the board?
Good. Unsung. That was actually really good.
Yeah. That was a great answer, DJ. I wouldn't have gone with that. That was a great answer.
Because now I got to change my answer. I was thinking something different.
That was a good one, DJ. All right, CJ, you're up next. Who is your favorite unsung Texas player of all time? Again, voted on by the on-Texas football community.
Ooh. Go Deontay Foreman.
Is Deontay Foreman on the board? Ooh, Deontay Foreman there is the number six answer.
That one out of left field, I'm telling you.
It's such a weird question, too. Unsung. Okay. And it's unsung Texas player of all time. Okay.
All right. CJ up to 400 points. Rod B., you were the leader coming into this round. Who is your favorite unsung Texas player of all time voted on by the OTF community?
I feel like I'm going to get too deep on this stuff. I'm going to get too deep here. I already know. I'm overthinking this thing. I'm overthinking it. I know I'm overthinking it.
As you're overthinking.
I'm telling you, I'm overthinking it right now. I'm going with Tom Landry.
Is Tom Landry on the board?
I know I was overthinking it. I told you I was overthinking it. I told you I was overthinking
it. Rod be down to one live. All right, back to back. Yeah.
Right?
All right, am back I tripping? To DJ. What's up, Rod?
I'm just saying, he was a player, though, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, back to DJ. Who's your favorite unsung Texas player of all time?
Ooh, it would have to be. Sean Rogers.
Sean Rogers. Is Sean Rogers on the board? Sean Rogers not on the board.
I gotta go offense. God dang it.
I know. I think you're right about offense, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like what you're saying, Rod, because I'm about to go defense here.
Uh-oh. DJ's not following the lead here. All
right,
CJ.
I'm going right to the DB group, too. I think Quandre Diggs is in this group.
That's a great one. Good answer.
Come on.
Good answer.
Oh.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. Like, what is this question? What is this question? Like,
Texas fans have no love for Angleton or Laporte players, I see. Golly. All right. Maybe we got to go to DFW or something. I don't know.
Wow.
All right. Rod B, you're down to one life. Can't miss. No PI here. No PI. Favorite unsung Texas player of all time, Rod Babers.
I can't screw this up. Okay, unsung players. If I go offensive line, those guys are always unsung. But that's not how people are thinking. I'm overthinking it. All right. Okay. Let's go with... This is tough. I'm going to say Nathan Vasher, my man Nasty Nate. Unsung, man. People don't talk about him enough. He was damn good.
Is Nathan Vasher on the board?
I'm terrible at this.
Represented either. We're knocking out some big Texas high schools as we go through that. I'll tell you that.
I can't wait to see who's on this, list, man.
Yeah, Rob, we're going to have to Google that unsung definition real quick.
For real. What is that? I have no idea.
Rod I'm came dead. In as the leader, and now he can have a sip of water because we're down to DJ and CJ. And Derek, it's your pick. Who is your favorite unsung Texas player of all time? Voted on by the On Texas Football community.
Run Shipley.
What'd you say?
Shipley. Jordan Shipley.
Jordan Shipley. Is Jordan Shipley on the board?
Oh, he's just because he's I guess so.
But look,
see, I'm terrible.
That's the same answer Bob and Jackson would have given, so you're not alone.
Right? I could go on a little run here, right?
You could. You could take the game over. Could
by a lot of points here. The floor is actually yours. So who's your favorite unsung Texas player of all time?
Unsung Texas. Kenny Vaccaro. I mean,
number one answer, 300 points is still there.
That is good.
I'll go Kenny Vaccaro, Jerry. Show me the board.
That's a good answer.
Kenny Vaccaro. Is Kenny Vaccaro on the board?
What is this? Show me the board.
All right. It's time to get the six names that nobody came up with. And I wouldn't have done any better on this, guys. I'll be honest here. Who is your favorite unsung Texas player of all time? Let's start the bottom right. Who is that? We're going to start the eighth answer. Devin Duvernay.
Okay.
Arguably the best hands. I mean, that guy had amazing hands. Oh, by the way, he's the longest kickoff return rule in the NFL. Number two. Up above Devin.
He was on the list.
Hey, confession. Confession. I was going to say Rob B, but I'm like, everybody know Rod B can scrap. He good.
Oh man. That breaks my heart, DJ. Somebody should have threw it out there, man. Okay. All right. You're right, though. I am unsung. That's true. I like that.
All right. The number four answer. David Thomas.
That's a good one.
Guys, legitimately. Legitimately great football player, right? But unsung in a national championship team.
Yep. You're right. That's a good one.
You could go back through that 05 season. I don't think he dropped the pass. I think if you went back, that guy did not drop a pass. You want to talk about a guy that EY could depend on?
DT's
all right, awesome. Number three.
Yep.
Number three. Oh, skipped one ahead. Number two, Roschon Johnson.
We should we should have naturally went there. We were just talking about Rojo. Yeah. Damn it.
Yep.
Number three.
Are we gonna see Sam?
Ooh. Quan Cosby. That is a good one. That's a good one.
Quan definitely would have guessed Quan, wouldn't he? Right, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Quan Cosby's number one answer, obviously. Jordan Whittington.
Jay Witt. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yep. I agree with the list. I like the list.
Yep. Yeah, it took us a while to get to this point, though.
Man, that was a terrible showing by me. I apologize. That was bad by me.
We collectively go, what, 2-for-8? That ain't too great.
I was over. I was over. So I didn't get not one damn one. So swing and a miss.
Look, 2-for-8 gets you $9 million a year in MLB, though. So there is that. But there were we weren't swinging baseball bats. That's for sure. So
ask Quan about it. Quan Cosby knows that.
Yeah. All right. Here we go into question two. And we're going to start again. Derek Johnson, you're first. What Longhorn ever would make the best pro wrestler voted on by the On Texas football community?
Oh.
I would say Casey Hampton.
Casey Hampton on the board. Casey Hampton is on the board. 100%. Okay. All right. Next, we go to CJ because Rod started this round as the highest points, and he's still tied. CJ, what Longhorn ever would make the best pro wrestler?
I don't like my answer here, but he's got the look for it, and he's got he played the trenches. He's physical. He's got the look. I'm telling you, Brecken Hager.
Brecken Hager on the board.
Yeah.
Good look. He's got the look. Oh, high up there.
All right, Rod B. Wow. What Longhorn ever would make the best pro? By the way, Brecken Hager looked like a pro wrestler, right? I mean, there's like,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He does. Like being at Don Eric's movie.
Yeah, you give him a little tight bandana right up at the top, and he'll be flying off the top of the ring in no time.
All right, what Longhorn ever would be the best pro wrestler, Rod B?
I see, once again, I'm overthinking these things. I'm going to overthink it and probably get this wrong. But it doesn't have to be the Longhorn that actually became a wrestler, who was a Longhorn football player. So don't we have to go with the man who is now going to be a Hall of Famer and Steve Bam Bam McMichael?
Right? Steve McMichael.
He was a wrestler. I mean, all the fame.
That made up for round one. All right, there you go. Number one answer there, Rodney, Steve, Michael. We're having a lot of fun. This is a fun one. All right, back to you, DJ. What Longhorn ever would make the best pro wrestler?
Got his name. He came out and he went to the Cardinals. Tall, biggest tackle that we ever had, number 70.
Oh. Say it.
I'm trying to. Cowboys too. Yeah.
Worthen, Texas, right? You
know it. I know, but.
He's got a big.
Yeah, I know big. I got a couple more that I got in my head.
That's the one, though. That's the one, DJ, because that's the one I was going to say, too.
That's your okay, one. So I probably should say that.
If you can remember it, say it.
Limp. I don't even know what it starts with.
Like, that's a whole issue.
You do.
You. Yeah, you know I'm talking about, CJ, right? Let's go Corey Redding.
That's a good one.
Is Corey Redding on the list?
I think I know where. I wonder if CJ's gonna steal DJ's.
All right, CJ, what you got? What Longhorn ever would make the best pro wrestler?
Rod, I don't think I know the name either right now. I think I got an idea. I'm gonna leave it for you.
Wow.
I'm going with the same approach as before. You know, he's got the walkout. He's got the nickname. He could be headlining as the Predator. Give me Malik Jefferson.
Ooh, I like that. Like that thought process.
I saw the vision though. It's there. I can mark it.
I see what you're going. You're going for having a look more so than the size intimidation factor.
That would make them great.
Yeah. No, you're right.
No luck for Mosquito SD.
All right, Rod, I probably should. I should give credit to DJ for this because I was thinking the same thing, DJ. But it's Big Leonard Davis.
Is Leonard Davis on?
Dang it! Big Leonard. I know he's on there.
Big Leonard Davis. Yep.
Leonard Davis is on the board. Hey, by the way, the only guy I've ever seen 6'6", 340 on a high school highlight tape playing middle linebacker. And I know Derek remembers the old recruits and review tapes. He literally was clotheslining people at the 1A level because he couldn't get there because he was obviously 330. So he'd go to the B gap and stick his arm out and clothesline people. It was the funniest thing you've ever seen on a highlight tape. All right, DJ. What Longhorn ever would make the best pro wrestler?
Everybody knows if you're going to have Casey Hampton, you got to have Sean Rogers. So.
That was That was my next
one. Is Sean Rogers on the board?
Wow! I'm surprised. I'm blown away.
Exactly. Now that's surprising that Sean Rogers isn't on here. All right, CJ that's Vogel, 500 point. What you got? What Longhorn ever would make the best pro wrestler?
Oh man, I see a trend going. Some big bodies. Leonard Davis, Casey Hampton. Do they got another one in them? I mean, I'll stick with it. I mean, Tavondre Sweat, what do we got?
Is Tavondre Sweat?
That's a very low confidence, but I want to hear the ding.
That's a nice. There you go. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I wonder, how does Tavondre Sweat make it and not Sean Rogers? Like, how does Tavondre make it and not Sean, though? Okay, my turn.
CJ up to 600 points. Rod, what you got? What Longhorn ever would make the best pro wrestler?
Let's go way, way back. And shout out to, we got one of the GOATs here with us today in DJ. So I'm going to go with another GOAT. Let's go with Tommy Nobis.
Tommy Nobis on the board.
Would he be a good wrestler? I think so. I could be wrong. I'm overthinking it.
But I thought that's a good guess. I mean, that's a good guess. All right. DJ's out this round. CJ, three answers left on the board. You have 600 points. What Longhorn ever would make the best pro wrestler?
Listen, if Malik Jefferson wasn't on there, I know for a fact this answer is not going to be on there. But again, I see the vision. He's coming out as the good guy, the bad cop, the good cop. I mean, Anthony Wheeler, could there be an opportunity there? I'm going with that.
AKA Prison on the board.
Wow.
That would help. And see, he's out this round, but that was a hell of a good guess, in my opinion.
That was an inspiring answer. You went deep on that one. I like that.
All right, Rod. Okay. Three answers left on the board. No receiver to run around against you. It's you. You're on the island by yourself.
I feel like the Cameron Crazies right now, distracting a little bit, you know?
I know, right? Just who would be a great wrestler all the time? I swear that Tommy Nobis when I thought that was a good answer. Okay. I'm going to try to... A little bit outside the box, maybe here. Let's I'm trying to go old school, but it seems like it's a new school, newer school vibe here for the most part. Doesn't seem like they're going old school. I want to go with some old school guys, but that's not the way to go. Man, this is tough. You know what? I'm gonna give a shout out. I'm gonna do it. Hell, Derrick Johnson, man. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna say DJ. I'm gonna say Derrick Johnson, man. Hey, he's a GOAT at the Hall of Famer.
Super DJ, baby.
I would say Derrick Johnson.
That's what I'm talking
about, man. Dang it. I knew it. I'm telling you. The man can do anything. He's a Hall of Famer. He's like 5-6 different Halls of Fame. Man can do anything. He's been a WWE Hall of Fame too. Okay. Am I still going?
Yo, it's all you. Two answers left, Rod B.
Okay, let's go. Let's go with. All right, so I might be on a little heater here. I'm on a roll. Let's see. Man, you know what? He was drafted number one overall. How about we go and get a Sims? Then we just it was number one overall pick. Man's huge. You ever see him now? He's still huge. I'm going with.
All right, is Kenneth Sims on the board?
Overthinking it.
That was a good guess. All right. Who's our that number eight answer? What Longhorn ever would make the best pro wrestler? Casey Studdard.
Oh, yeah, we should have hit that. Yes, of course, Casey Studdard.
Yep.
I'm mad at myself.
Yep. Okay.
And no, unanimous. Yeah. And who's number three?
If you're gonna put
Sweat in there, you got to put Murphy in there. That's how I was thinking with KC, with Rogers, and
yes, Big Sean should have been on the list, honestly. But
you know who the Longhorn community missed for me is Brian Ellis. He's now a professional slap fighter. If y'all haven't seen this, have y'all seen that?
Is that real?
Yeah, he was on Texas Football Coffee and Football a few weeks ago, and right after he had won the Slap Fest in Vegas, I think it was, and big old shiner, had the glasses on. He knocked the dude out.
Wow.
Good night. Yeah, he's the number one slap in Slap Fest in the United States right now. So
how do you train for that? You just slap bags? Punch him and you slap him?
I think this is easy to train for. I don't want nobody to hit me. That's gonna be the hard thing.
Are there weight classes in this thing?
I don't know if there's weight classes. That is a good question.
You'd send me through a wall, man. That wouldn't be fun.
That's a knockdown. All right, third question here. DJ, you're first up again. Who is your favorite coach of all time, including assistants at the University of Texas? DJ, what you got?
Mack Brown, of course.
Yep. Mack Brown on the board. Ooh. Number five, 100 points for DJ there. All right, CJ Vogel, who is your favorite coach of all time, including assistants?
Rod, I'm going to take your guy. I'm sorry to do it. Coach Aquina.
I knew he was going to take Coach Aquina. Yeah. He's high up there. There you go.
Number three. All right, Rod B. Favorite coach of all time, including assistants, is voted on by the On Texas football community.
I'm obviously the late, great Daryl K. Royal is got to be at the top of that list, right?
Is Daryl A. Royal on the board?
A lot of points.
Got even higher up there.
All right, Derrick Johnson, what you got? Favorite coach of all time, including assistants at the University of Texas?
I'm trying to think of the defensive coach in the championship.
God.
Oh, I don't even know if he'll be on the list. Are you right? Yeah.
We gotta be.
Jefferson.
Yeah, I mean, you would think. You think.
Man, now I'm going somewhere else now. Ooh, who was here? Let me go with Muschamp.
Ah, that's a good one. Muschamp.
That was the one I was thinking about. That was one of mine. That was one of mine. That was one of mine. He's a favorite, man. He's a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Fan favorite. Yep. That was the easy number one. I mean, anybody that's banging the chalkboard, bleeding on the sidelines, he's gonna be the guy, right? Unbelievable defensive coordinator. Unbelievable. All right, CJ Vogel. 700 points. Derek Johnson making a comeback, by the way. DJ Vogel, what you got? Favorite coach of all time, including assistants at the University of Texas.
Let's see if let me get the recency bias, the recency vote up there. Let me go with Sark. Test the water, see if he's up there.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, let me go.
Yeah.
Yep, you're
higher than DKR and Mack Brown. Look at that.
Recently biased college football playoff. All right.
See?
Rod Babers, you got 1,000 points. Congrats on joining the 1,000 club, man. Me and you were there last game. All right.
Yeah, that's right. I hope I don't screw it up, but I have a tendency to overthink these things. I'm overthinking it again. I know I am. But how about Daryl K. Royal's offensive coordinator, Emory Ballard, the one who came up with the wishbone?
Wow.
Wishbone. Is Emory Ballard on the list?
Too deep. See, I'm thinking too deep. I'm going too deep. That's all right. Overthinking.
All right.
Overthinking
a little bit. That's all right. All right, DJ, you're on a heater now. Up to 500 points. Gabe, 700 points here in the last.
Man, I got two assistant coaches right now. Let me go with Greg Davis.
Ooh, like it. Is Greg Davis on the list?
Oh! No, I'm happy he's on the list. I wasn't sure he was going to be on there, guys. I was like, I know how Longhorn fans, they feel a certain way about Coach Dave.
I know.
I think Marcel Darius voted for him. All right, CJ, what's about 800 points?
I'm going to keep it new school. We got the running backs running at Texas right now. Shar Choi's getting a lot of love. Let's see if he's got there. Top 10's pretty heavy, though.
Since he buys good, that's a good one. Is Tashard Choice on the board?
That's a good one.
Yes. No. Good job,
there we go.
That was good. That's a good one.
All right, Rob, on your doorstep, Rob.
We have a chance to close this game. We have a chance to close this round out right now if you get this one. Hmm.
Yeah, this is it's not easy. This is tough here. Coaches that are loved here at Texas. Assistants, and I got they're overthinking it, so I'm not gonna go old school because old school is overthinking it. We got to stay relatively new school here.
I was gonna see how far back you go on this one, Rod.
I know, like, if I'm going too far back, and it's a mistake. I've been doing that over and over again.
If you say Tom Herman, you're removed from the game totally.
I'm trying to think of somebody who's like been back and forth with the program that coaches that they like a lot. How about Bo Davis? Because of the rant that he had on the bus. How about Bo Davis?
Is Bo Davis on the board?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
That was a good guess. Get it. That was a good.
He just left. He ain't getting the votes this early.
See you.
You went to LSU. You're not on the list. All right, Derek Johnson. You got a chance to close within 300 points of the lead right here. No pressure. Who's your favorite coach of all time, including assistants at UT? One answer on the board.
Daryl Drake.
That's a good one.
Daryl Drake. Is Daryl Drake on the board?
That's a good one.
I like that answer. That was a good yeah. That was a good one.
That's a good answer.
All right, CJ Vogel. You're 100 points behind Rod B.
I got the only racial. There's two in my head right now, and I'm sticking. give me Jeff Banks.
That's good.
Is Jeff Banks on the board?
That was one of mine, CJ. That's a good one. That was one of mine. Yeah.
That's a good guess. Anybody that leaves Tuscaloosa at 2 a.m. without telling Saban you're going to Texas should be on the list. But he's not. All right, DJ.
Let's go. I didn't play for this coach. I'm not gonna say his name. I'll say it after this. I'm gonna say somebody else. What about Gene Chizik?
Is Gene Chizik on the board? DC of the Texas 2005 like championship team. Gene Chizik. Oh, man. I thought that was great.
I thought that was on there too.
All right, Red CJ. Acres? Last guess. Here we go.
Listen, I'm keeping it young. That's the trend here. Kyle Flood, offensive line pancake factory guru.
Okay.
Yeah, is Kyle Flood on the board?
Dang. All right.
This one stumped us. Anybody else come to mind, Rod, since you've been – anybody else come to mind here before they put up the final?
Nah. The old school, I believe the one I was thinking about, Derek said it to Fred Akers is sure would be up there, but I don't know. It might be too old school.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, Fred Akers, there it is.
Fred Akers getting some love.
CJ, did you hear me when I said it?
Is that what you said?
I said it. I was like, ooh. I thought CJ was gonna get it.
No, I missed it.
All right, guys, good. That is it for round two here. I'm going to take a second again for our thanks to Texas Electricity Ratings for sponsoring tonight's episode before we get into our third and final round. Hey, guys, for anyone shopping for electricity in deregulated areas of Texas, TexasElectricityRatings.com is the best place to find a great electricity plan for your household. For starters, it filters out the dangerous and gimmicky plans from providers that are all hat and no cattle when it comes to your monthly bill. You can shop by rate, but also by an average bill feature that actually takes into account seasonal usage to give you a real number and not some placeholder. So if you're looking for a new electricity plan, check out TexasElectricityRatings.com/OTF for the best options available and hook them. All right, guys, it's time to start the final round.
Roster Mania.
And that final round is Roster Mania. In this game, we've taken picks of six players from a particular roster year. The players will be shown at one time. You must ring in and guess which unique roster year these players are from. Questions will be worth 300 points. There is a penalty for wrong answers. You can only buzz once. This is the final round, so these points will determine the champion. Let's play the game.
Can you say the say it again? Say the
yes.
Instructions again.
We've taken in this game, we've taken picks of six players from a particular roster year. The players will be shown at one time on a graphic. You must ring in and guess which unique roster year these players are from. The questions will be worth 300 points. All right. Roster.
I'm not going to be happy if I see Rod or DJ up on these photos for any of these years. I'll be honest.
if any of them pop up this year, they're removed from the game permanently. All right.
Roster, hey, don't worry, CJ.
Here we go. Mania, man. The best Longhorn win. DJ, ooh. Out of the gate.
Ooh, I like it. I think week. I know it too.
This 2020. Is it 20?
Is the answer 2020?
Hey! Did I do it? Yeah. Good job. Did I do it? Good stuff. That's what I was going to. Good stuff. Good stuff.
What was hint number two?
Ah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hint number three.
Yep. Overshadow. Nope.
Hint number four. Me. Hit number five.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Man.
And hit the final hint. Mm-hmm. Big Joe side. Great job, DJ.
Hey, you gotta work really fast with DJ. You gotta work fast, man. Gotta work fast.
He's on the football now. We know it. He closes on the ball like no other. And he's closing the window within 100 points.
Oh, shoot.
By the way, DJ was negative 200. Oh, man. 25 minutes ago. Now he's 900. CJ,
hey,
900.
Hey, it's not, not how you start. It's not how you start. It's how you finish, baby.
Ripping score, baby, in the fourth quarter. Here we go. Roster 2 of 5. Roster mania. Hit number one. Hit number two. All right, Rod B, what you got?
Oh, man, this is risky. Hit me a little early. I'm thinking it's 2008.
Is the answer 2008?
Hey! Wow.
Good job.
That was
talking
clutch.
About, baby.
And hey, 2-1, baby. 2-1. Does anybody know who the 18 on that is?
Acho, right? Is that Acho?
All right. Hint number three.
Oh, uh-huh. Tuck.
Hint number four. Roy Miller. Hey, by the way, you think the Aggies are going to invite Tucker back for the first rivalry game in 14 years?
Oh, dude, he should show up. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, no, maybe but
they
need to bring those.
They got to bring back those mesh jerseys. I'm a fan of those little pennies.
Yeah, yeah.
Clean little throwback.
Maybe look. It off for Tuck. All right, hit number five. There you go.
Lamar Houston?
Bobby.
Hit number six.
Who's that? Bobby. No, yes, Bobby. No, you're right.
There he is.
Dang, that would have told me 2008. That's the only one would have really told me that.
Yeah, yeah, and that, yeah, you're right about that. I know, I guessed. It was a bit of a guess. I take an educated guess. Educated guess.
Yeah.
All right, so through 2 of the 5 roster questions, Rod, that was clutch, 1,300. CJ, 900. DJ, 900. All right, roster 3 of 5 and roster mania. Here we go for 300 points. What is hint number one? What is hint number two? Hint number three. CJ Vogel, what you got?
I think that is 2015.
Is the answer 2015?
Ooh. Down.
Anybody got a guess? Ooh. Or you want another hint?
I want another hint.
Want another hint?
I do know it now. What a dumb answer by me, and I'll tell you in a minute why.
Hint number four.
Ooh.
Hint number five.
Hmm. Oh, man.
And hit number six.
Yeah, six. Ooh. Man. I don't think I'm touching that, honestly. I think I know, but if I get it wrong, I'm losing points. I don't think I'm touching it. I don't think I'm touching it.
I'm mad, Jerry.
Yeah. CJ made me nervous. I thought I knew it, then CJ made me nervous. So I'm not touching it. I think I know the year. I'm pretty sure I do. But I'm going to screw it up, so no. I'm not doing
everybody,
it.
Everybody's safe, man.
I'm playing it safe. I'm playing it safe, baby. I'm playing it safe. I'm not touching it. Oh,
you know what? Let me.
I'm not touching it.
Let me see. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Oh no, I'm not touching that.
All right. No. CJ, the floor is yours. What year was that?
I mean, I might even get it wrong yet. That's got to be 2016, no?
Oh, my God.
Please. Is the answer 2016?
I was going to say 17.
I was going to say 16.
18! Oh, we all would have got it wrong. Nope, I didn't. I'm not touching that. That was tough, dude.
Here's why I'm mad. I guess 2015. Well, Shane and I graduated the same class, 2016. So, what? I played him in baseball the spring of 2016. I was the catcher he was hitting at the time. I remember looking up thinking, oh, yeah, this guy's going to be pretty darn good at the next level. That was spring of 2016. Oh, my God.
At 2018, that's interesting. And because no Bam Bam Sam in there, that's interesting the way he did that. Yeah.
That could lead to some bad dreams for CJ tonight.
Is that Trey Watson in that fifth photo?
That is Keyonte Ingram, I believe.
Keyonte Ingram, a young Keyonte, right? Is he a freshman there or something?
Yeah. All right.
Carlton, that was good. That was good. That got me. I had no idea. Mm-mm.
Nine state championship. Behind. Yep, there we go. All right. Rod 1300, DJ 900, CJ 600. Time for roster 4 of 5 in Roster Mania. Hint number one. It's number two. It's number three. It's number four. I feel fingers on the buzzer. Nobody's jumped yet.
Oh, I feel it.
It's number five. And a final hint.
Come on.
All right, DJ.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm going to win. You know, I might as well get last if I'm going to win. If I'm going to win, I'm going to win. Let's see. Swoops. Okay. Swoops. Let's go.
Ooh, CJ's buzzing in. CJ's buzzing in too. Ooh.
Let's go 2014.
Is the answer
2014? Oh! Ooh.
CJ?
You gotta go.
DJ?
Gotta go down a year, I think. I think that's 2013.
I think you're right. I think CJ's right.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say to you.
Listen.
Yeah. Because Jordan Hicks photo was what got it for me.
Yes.
Yeah. Jordan Hicks kind of sits down some. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
That one was, good. That's good. It's tight.
DJ, I was thinking 2014 all the way at first. I'll admit that one. That's where I was going. I was like, listen, if you're buzzing in, I got to get the second. I got to get the rebound here. So 2013 is where I went.
Gotcha. If I would have went 13,
let's go.
Rod, I mean, unless they take away like 500 points for a missed answer, you're pretty good spot right now.
I mean, I know, but still, man.
Hey, you're Tiger Woods in the 2000 U.S. Open after three rounds. You'd have to fall off the cliff right now. Hey. Okay.
Or I could be the Atlanta Falcons up on Tom Brady and the Patriots here.
All right. This is our final question of the night. Roster 5 of 5 for Roster Mania. What do we got, guys? What's hint number one? Oh, boy.
Oh, you bet I get it wrong.
Oh, I don't get this wrong. No.
Better that.
This. So, hold on. This is the game. So I have to say the year with this game was in, correct? Because that's a big deal. Because this was 2004 season, but 2005 game.
But you say the roster year though, right? The year of the roster. Year of the roster.
Roster, okay.
The year of the roster, the year of the season. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Is the answer 2004?
Of course. I thought y'all was going to hit me.
Oh! What?
Y'all gave me wrong info, though. It's going to say 2005, but it should say 2004 roster. That's definitely that's the Michigan game. So I know that was 2004.
That's what I saw in the back. I saw the Michigan in the back, and I was like, Michigan did that. They played Michigan.
So we gave the DJ. We're giving your points back. Let's keep going. Let's go hint number two on this one. What's hint number two?
What is?
Wait a minute.
Because that is.
What is hint number three?
Hey, hold up.
What is hint number four? What is hint number five?
What? Hold up! What is this roster? Hold up! What is this roster? Hold up! What is this roster? How is that photo of DJ? How's that possible?
Well, here's the mix-up. I get it. So
it's got to be a mix-up here.
It was a mix-up just because that's a Rose Bowl picture, so that took me Rose Bowl, and I don't think it's about the Rose Bowl. It's not about
that. I think that's a mix up here.
I played with you in what?
01, 02. We played together, right?
You didn't play in 03, correct?
Nope.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And Blaylock. Was Blaylock there?
Yeah.
Honestly, you guys followed this one through.
I don't know. Jerry, this is. I don't know what.
Jerry, you just said look on your face.
Hey, I'm a little. I'm a little stumped on this one myself.
Yeah, because like I said, that DJ photo is from the 2004, like 2005 Rose Bowl with the Rose Bowl against Michigan. That photo of me is like from 01.
So the pictures aren't timely. It's just the players on the roster. CJ Vogel.
Oh, I thought you were going off the pictures. My bad.
I see. That's where I did too. I was gonna guess 04, but I'll go 2002.
Oh,
the answer 2002.
That is correct.
Oh, see, I was okay. Man, I'm glad y'all said that because I've been playing the game wrong. I've been looking at these specific pictures and then trying to match up the picture with the roster, not the players. On the roster. Woo.
So we need to let it go on through. That's always, yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. In that case, that's why, because DJ threw me off when DJ guessed the first one on the first photo.
Right.
I was thinking, oh, so DJ's looking at the photo and the details in the photo and then guessing the roster year. And that's what I started doing. So I've been playing wrong just like because I followed DJ's lead. Because DJ did set the mark.
That's, hey, by the way, that we can all host a whole other show on this, but the two most talented teams I've seen at Texas in my years doing this were 02 and 05. By the way, 02 and 05. Those were incredibly talented rosters at Texas. Maybe one day we'll have a show about all that. You know,
no, that's a good one, Jared. You're right about that.
Was ridiculously talented at Texas.
We were loaded. Ridiculous. Yeah, 02 and 01. 01 was loaded, man. We should have played for a national title.
Number one defense in the nation that year. Yeah, number one defense in the nation.
Exactly. That was nasty. And all those young bucks, the guys they recruited in 02, they were all young bucks on that squad, and they were some dogs.
Some dogs. All right. Well, one of those dogs. All right, Rod. That means with 1,300 points tonight, the winner is the best number 21 in Texas history, Rod Babers.
There you go. that was fun. I appreciate that. That was fun. Thank you, guys. That was great. I appreciate that. A lot of hard work. I don't have no speech ready to go because I didn't think I'd win. So there you go.
We got to have a little speech from you because, look, last time – you lost on pretty much a technicality. You came back and redeemed yourself. Kind of your thoughts on the game tonight.
No, I honestly got to learn. I should know the rules next time, especially the last game where I almost screwed it up because I didn't know the rules. So I easily could have lost this game just because I didn't know the rules. So the lesson is, kids, learn the rules of the game first, and then you can go out there and compete at a high level. But, man, I just had a lot of fun. Great setup. I appreciate everybody that joined us, that participated. My man Derek Johnson, a legendary lifetime Longhorn, a GOAT coming on for our trivia night here. Was really fun. So we appreciate you, Derek, and appreciate all your time too, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, DJ and CJ, thank you guys very much for joining in. Rod, thank you very much for joining in. We're going to do this again sometime, and I hope we same three guys do that. It's been a great night of here, a little Longhorn trivia. I want to say a shout out to Chris and Britton and the Visual Core team for partnering with us at On Texas to Football to bring this awesome game show to our Longhorn family. Thanks to everyone for watching, and a big thank you to Texas Electricity Ratings and sponsoring the show tonight. All right, final words, Derek, CJ, what you got?
And I had fun. So I appreciate y'all. I guess I'm not as fast as I used to be, guys. So I guess DJ is slowing down.
No, hey, CJ, this was a blast. The most athletic field you've been on, by the way.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, absolutely. Rod, I got to say this, though. Enjoy the moment, all right? Because when we come back, I'm coming for that crown, all right?
As I'm talking about, baby, I expect nothing less. I expect nothing less from my man CJ. I know you're coming for the crown, though. I know you're coming for
That's right.
And by the way, thank you to the On Texas football community for being part of this tonight and helping with the questions tonight. You guys are great. And thank you very much for all you do for On Texas Football YouTube and OnTexasFootball.com. We have a great club there at OnTexasFootball.com. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for watching, and see you next time on Game Night.
Welcome.